FM.
News breaking yesterday that a 6-year-old boy had been kidnapped from his home in Kensington in Cape Town. Cape Town police officers now on the hunt for six suspects. Following that, the boy has been identified as Shanawaz Asghar, who's a grade R learner at the Hidayatul Islam Primary School. He was snatched on the corner of 4th Avenue and 9th Street at about 8 o'clock yesterday. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, has been following up on this one. He joins me in studio now. Kevin, good afternoon. Great to see you in studio today. You've been out speaking to people. There are reports about the fact that there was a ransom, but the family is very concerned about the irresponsible reporting around this. So tell us what they've been saying.
Good afternoon, Mandy. That is indeed the case. When I spoke to the CPF earlier, Cheslin Steenberg, he's the CPF chairperson, indicated that there has been no ransom asked for by the abductors. And he also didn't want to go into detail even whether or not the kidnappers have made contact with the boy's parents, saying that it is a very sensitive case, as police also yesterday indicated. So not a lot of detail as to the mechanics and the specific plan being followed by the detectives and the specialized team of police officials who've been appointed or assigned rather to the case yesterday, simply saying that they relied on CCTV footage within the area to ascertain which direction the vehicles drove into. Also, two cars formed part of this abduction yesterday morning when Shanawaz was abducted on the outside of his home on his way to school. There were also reports and I think a bit of information that the abduction happened at the school itself. We yesterday narrowed it down to the fact that he was abducted outside his house.
You've been speaking to the CPF and to the community members as well. Still any idea of a motive?
Not at all, Mandy. We also looked into the family itself, you know, whether or not they had any business dealings within the area, if they maybe are wealthy and what the motive for this attack could be. But understandably so, community members that I spoke to yesterday, obviously concerned with regard to this incident. Some of them say that they know the boy walking past that particular house on a day-to-day basis. So just listen to what some of them had to say.
I see these things every day in the newspaper. Never in my wildest dreams. I thought it would happen in the road where I stay.
It's close to home and you know you've seen him before, so you have to get some kind of emotional reaction to it.
I walk past here every day when I take my son to school. I didn't know. If I had to come back up this road, I would have seen the whole commotion. But something told me, go straight down 5th Avenue.
Kevin, thank you so much for bringing us that audio and that update as well. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, with an update on the 6-year-old boy who was kidnapped yesterday.